Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions in his head as he lay on his bed. He wrote the dream and reported a summary of it. Daniel said, "I saw in my vision at night four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea. Four great beasts came up out of the sea, each different from the others. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. While I watched, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground. It was made to stand on 2 feet like a human, and was given a human mind. Then a second beast appeared, which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one side and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told, 'Get up, devour much flesh.' After this, I looked, and another appeared like a leopard. It had on its back 4 wings of a bird. The beast also had 4 heads, and authority to rule was given to it. After this, I saw the vision at night, a 4th beast, dreadful, terrifying, and very strong. It had huge iron teeth, with which it devoured and crushed and stomped with its feet what was left. It was different from all the beasts that came before it, and it had 10 horns. While I considered the horns, another horn came up between them, a little one. 3 of the former horns were torn up by the roots. This horn had eyes like human eyes, and a mouth boasting of great things. I watched as thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were a blazing fire. A river of fire poured out and flowed before him. Thousands upon thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was set, and the books were opened. I kept watching because of the arrogant words which the horn was speaking. I watched until the beast was slain and its body destroyed. It was given to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their ruling authority was taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I watched in the visions at night as there came with the clouds of heaven one like the Son of Man, and he came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him into his presence. He was given authority to rule, glory, and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His rule is an everlasting reign, which will not pass away, and his kingdom will never be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit within me was troubled, and the vision of my head shocked me. I came near to one who was standing there and asked him what all this meant. So he told me and explained to me the meaning of these things. These 4 beasts are 4 kings that will arise from the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Then I asked about the meaning of the 4th beast, which was different from all the others, tremendously terrifying. Its teeth were iron, and its claws bronze, and it devoured, crushed in pieces, and stomped what was left with its feet. I also asked about the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other horn that came up, and before whom the other 3 fell. It was the horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke boastful things, that appeared larger than the others. While I was watching, this horn made war with the holy ones and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was rendered for the holy ones of the Most High. Then the time came for the holy ones to gain possession of the kingdom. This is what he said: The 4th beast will be a 4th kingdom of the earth, which will be different from all the other kingdoms. It will devour the whole earth, and will trample it down and crush it in pieces. As for the 10 horns, out of this kingdom will arise 10 kings. Then another king will arise after them, who will be different from the previous kings, and he will bring down 3 kings. He will speak words against the Most High, and will wear out the holy ones of the Most High. He will attempt to change their set times and the law, and they will be handed over to him for a time, times, and half a time. But the court will convene for judgment, and they will take away his power to rule. It will be consumed and destroyed forever. The kingdom and the ruling power and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be given to the people of the holy ones of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will serve and obey him. Here is the end of the vision. As for me, Daniel, I was very troubled by my thoughts, and my face grew pale. Yet I kept the matter to myself. Daniel chapter 7.